Previously on Anar Shaddaa Gamble, Red Hands. Okadesa made a devastating choice to protect her uncle Zindaja at the cost of her mentor's allegiance. In a brutal battle, she cut Koderic down and now must make another difficult choice as to his fate and her own future. And the crew discovered far too late that their carefully laid plans have been exposed by the meddling Moff Faro. Their conversation recorded and leaked to an unknown source. Whose ear is on the receiving end, and does this spell a disastrous end for our less than noble crew?
Can I use my slicer chip?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Thank fucking God, you stressing
me. Yeah, I guess. Could have been done earlier. Would have been better.
Yeah, we're anything but thorough.
Next time, yeah.
Bring his legs. It's taken care of.
Strip clothes on everyone from now on.
So I want to just like see who it was tracking to.
Okay. So yeah, it would just be we're tracing the call, reverse tracing it. So difficulties 2. His phone's already on. He is already open. So yeah, you don't have to hack into it.
Bunch of advantages and.
Yeah, you can't trace the call right now. You can make another attempt. You get one more attempt, but you have a black dice.
I have a guess who the call is going to.
There's one of two options, really.
Yeah, two successes.
You trace it.
Yep.
We're so fucked if it's Chalu.
Yeah. So it's got to be. Oh.
It is this guy. This picture pops up because it's part of his ID. Yeah, so you see that. Only you see that right now.
Yeah,
you see it's tracked to a guy named Trice Prongy.
Trice Prong is the guy's name that this was going to.
Three Prong. Trice.
You know who that is, Owen.
I do.
Yeah.
I know him from his Empire background.
Yeah, he's an Imperial ISB agent. He's the dude that delivered you. He captured you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
shit. I know this guy. I know him. I've had dealings with him in the past. He works for the Empire.
Oh, no shit. What's his deal? Are we fucked?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Depends how what the Empire and the dealings with the Hutts currently stand. Perhaps they will see what we are doing as beneficial to them, and then we will be still in the clear. We do not want the Empire on our asses.
Can I try to hack into it and see, like, get a location?
So, when you're on the phone, it starts to ring.
Okay, I answer it. Speakerphone.
Okay. Who am I speaking to?
Ben!
Who am I speaking to?
Ben!
Why are you having a meeting with Moff Faro? What's his condition?
Pretty good. Pretty not bad.
Is he alive?
Definitely.
So you're gonna go through with this plan, are you?
Well, maybe. Yes. Who are you?
But
doesn't matter.
Well, it does.
When is the plan going down?
Are you going to stop us?
No.
How do we know that?
Moff Faro did his job.
What job?
Chalu is a problem that needs to be removed. Moff Faro's previous dealings with him were problematic. He had to fix the problem that he started. Looks like you guys are already going to do that for us.
So what happens after this?
Chalu's taken care of him. He's not our problem anymore.
So we don't hear from you ever?
No.
Works for me.
Click. Hangs up.
Interesting.
Who was that?
Prong 3. Trice Prongy.
Oh.
You didn't get his name.
I knew, because it was on the
screen. Yeah, it was a callback from that number.
Okay. Alright. Then we are not being hunted down by Imperial Stormtroopers?
We might be.
Should we leave this guy
Yeah,
here?
We should... No.
Yeah, okay. I guess we put him in the trunk. Along with the cat. Like, the meter's running on the
space. He does need to keep alive.
So you could, I'll say this will happen while you're still in the safe house.
Okay.
So you start to drag him out, and you see a little text pop up on that phone. I suggest you leave him where he is.
We should do it. I have had dealings with the Empire. We do not want to get
but
on them bad
side.
You
haven't seen this
text. Oh, yeah. Right. That's so you don't tell. Okay, but I'll say it anyway. It's like, if we should do what the Empire says with Moff. It is whatever money we will get from the rebellion is not worth it to get them on our asses.
But you heard Gutter Speedy's gonna be real, or Cello's gonna be real happy if we bring Moff Farrow in there.
That is true.
And the rebellion's also looking for him as well. You have two people that are actively looking at him and one person telling you to leave him where he is.
Well, telling him to.
Telling you to leave him where he is.
I say we at least take him to Bataan. And then, I'll leave him there.
We put him on in stasis. Bataan could be
it's becoming a prison for a bunch of people.
Chalu might be a
Chalu good. Ends up in there. Just
we're gonna
everyone's like,
bring him back up to the room.
What?
And we're gonna tie him there. And we're gonna leave him.
Why don't we let the rebels know that he's here? They won't know that we tipped them off.
Because we don't know what's going to happen with the Empire. If they try to fuck us, at least we have him here.
Yeah, but if the rebels get to him first, not our problem.
I feel like the Empire do not care about this failed Moff as it stands. He used to be a high-value piece, but now he is a piece of shit. Look at the way he's dressed. He's got no clothes on at this point. He hasn't had a shower in at least one star cycle.
Look at those feeble legs. Bro. Like a weak human. I detest
I think we can all agree that he is rather pathetic.
And
you leave.
Just leave him here.
So you're gonna just leave him and make him tip off nobody. Mm. I mean, you can still do it yourself if you want to. You don't have to have group consensus.
Okay, I definitely take his clothes though.
Okay,
I want that Moff uniform.
Alright. For impersonating a Moff later.
Yeah. I don't remember.
No,
like a Trandoshan Moff, but
it rose up the ranks very quickly as a 14-year-old.
I didn't know when we actually started accepting non-humans into the Empire ranks.
Alright, so you guys head out, and yeah. You meet up with Talia at Bataan's place. Shannon, let's go back to you.
Okay.
So he's dying at your feet, face down in the mud. Grievously wounded Coderic,
Okay. And
you've saved your uncle.
Okay.
And he looks up and pulls himself up onto his knees in front of you. And his eyes are wide. You are Okadessa, aren't you? I'm sorry about what happened. So he's looking up at you like he's actually recognizing you for the first time. I can see it now. You are your father's daughter.
Yes.
Can you get me out of here? Please, let's get out of this place.
You wait here. And I walk over to Coderic.
He's still unconscious, face down in the mud.
You have all the answers I was seeking, but you're also the most dangerous thing. I could bring you to my friends as a prisoner, or I could take you out to the desert and try to extort the answers out of you. But you would break free. I could leave you here, but you would come back. You are the most dangerous weapon I think there is. So this is the only answer. And then I take my lightsaber,
mm-hmm.
And I finish him. And then I let out a bellowing scream. And I'm on my knees, and it's similar to when my brother died.
Mm-hmm.
But my uncle torturing me couldn't get a scream like that. It's a scream of anger, frustration, and sadness.
All right, so you scream, and when you do, this dark shadow expunges out of your nostrils and your mouth. As you scream, it almost gets caught in your throat, but turns and it looks up at you from the sky above you. And there's like this, you can't really see it. There's not even a sky. It's just like this kind of hazy canopy above you. And it stares down at you and just kind of evaporates, disappears.
I grab my uncle by the rope that's still around his neck.
Yeah.
And pull him I say, we're leaving this place. And I take him as fast as I can.
Okay. So you go back through the swamps and you find your way back to the tunnel, climbing all your way back up to that main room. I'm going to, out of character side, D take his lightsaber.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I
was going to say the same thing.
Flip over a white one because you didn't mention it.
Shit. I didn't even get that. Yeah. So I do. I take his lightsaber.
Give it to Quill.
So yeah, I take his lightsaber.
Okay. Sorry. You get up to that main area, and that feeling that was washing over you from when you drank that liquid is gone, and that you know that whatever was inside you is also gone, and you stumble out of the basement of this temple, and you go up to where that Claude dais is in the main entrance, and your uncle's still being like dragged along behind you.
I know that Koderic is still there. I know that he's still there. So I'm gonna do a perception. Where? That wasn't really him.
Okay.
I knew it.
I was sort of
fine. Yeah.
Best be safe anyway.
So you step out of.
No, I'm gonna do a seek, force seek. Okay. So I'm just gonna roll. Yeah. One block.
Alright, so you are able to channel the force and all those feelings that you were feeling when you screamed. You search for him everywhere. He's gone. You killed him.
Oh, shit. Okay. Alright.
So you come out of the basement and you walk out into the main area of the temple and step out into the blinding sun with your uncle in tow. And but Eric was right, you've come out a different person. And your uncle walks up beside you. Your father is alive. And I will probably pay this with my life. But I am partially to blame for what happened to him. But not fully. There is someone else that you can take your vengeance on. And if I am to die here, I understand. But I had to make a choice to protect my family. At the cost of yours. There was a young hut that operated a spice mine not far from our home. He was just getting started out then. I think you know him. His name's Chalu the Hut.
God damn.
Chalu is like...
He made me make a choice. Your father tried to stand against what he was doing in those spice mines, enslaving people. I helped him take out your father. Your father is enslaved in that spice mine. He's been there for almost 20 years. I don't even know if he's alive anymore. I've never even checked on him. I can't bear to face him. But there's something else you need to know about him. Yes. Your father was part of the Jedi Council. And he was in hiding. And I betrayed him. So do with me what you must. I understand. Now you know why I recognize you. You are your father's daughter.
I could leave you out in this desert, just like you left my family, my brother and me, to die. I could strike you down now, but you'll come with me. And you will free my father, and you will seek whatever punishment that he sees fit.
So he just swallows hard. Okay.
That is your punishment, is to face him and to speak to him.
So at that point, he just nods, and you arrived in a speeder with Koderic, and it's parked on the top of the crest of the dune. And he says, I will do so. Okay. Lead the way.
You will tell me all about this spice mine. How many guards on our way. I need to know how many guards.
So many people are there. He stops you. He says, I will do what I can to have him released, but I don't have the authority to have him released. I will do what I can, but I likely will not be able to free him myself. You will likely have to go in and get him, and I will answer to his justice. I swear to it. But you are likely going to have to get him yourself. And I will help you with whatever means I can.
Just tell me what I need to know, and I will free him.
Okay, so he agrees to it. So he tells you everything about this spice mine. Everything you need to know. But all you know now is that this spice mine is operated by Chaladat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shan, you gain 20 morality. All right, so you guys, what are you doing? You meet up with Baton. All four of you are reunited. Evie is there again. And you guys are all... You're already seated down there. Baton has welcomed you in.
Mm.
And you can see Echo is still in stasis in one of their active things. And he's like, as you walk by, he points to her. She's actually quite a nice decoration. You should bring more for me to decorate my halls with.
What's the point?
Yeah. Underway, my friend. Baton, do you have any brainwashing techniques?
He looks at you. No.
Yes.
So you guys all gather together, Baton. You sit around a table. So what's this all about then?
We're going to kill Chalu.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
I've been thinking about this. Might be good to take you, Baton, in as if you're a prisoner. Do you have any fake restraining bolts? Something that can make it look like we've got you under control.
I can rig up a pair very easily, yes.
And you're okay with that?
Well, I trust you guys. You wouldn't bring me any harm, would you?
Never.
Baton.
Do you know where they keep the information that I'm looking for? The stuff that they stole from the rebellion?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It's in the lowest basement that they have, actually.
All right.
Pretty well guarded.
Perhaps, move. Don't think we want to split up, but we may need to split up a bit here.
It went really well last time.
Just forever split up. Like, yeah. You know what you do.
Yeah.
Once we are inside Chalu's base, we can go and hit different things and get it all done.
Right. I'm thinking that me, Baton, and Evie go looking for what I'm going for. Baton knows where it is. Evie said she'd help me out, and I feel like that'll be pretty strong. Do you need anything else?
I think that sounds okay. Because Baton, you're good with someone else doing the death blow on Chalu?
If I help him, that is enough.
Very good.
Do you know where the prison is in Chalu's estate?
Yes, I was a former security guard, unless they have changed around the location and the layout, but I don't assume they would. Chalu's very much a man of tradition.
Would it be close to where they keep the information he looks for?
Fairly close, yes.
So perhaps you will pretend you're taking Baton down?
I was thinking maybe we could even, Evie, if you're fine being a little bit of bait, we take you in as a prisoner as well. They're looking for rebellion.
I'm easy. Whatever you guys want.
We can also... I called Korzog. Didn't get him, but I got Tarklight. They understand what happened. Evie cleared that mess up. They offered any assistance.
Excellent.
I don't know what exactly would be the best thing to do. Would it be best to have a distraction? Something that's going on the outside?
That's not a bad idea. All hell might break loose after Chalu has been killed.
Or even during... Or even during the whole situation.
Even during, that's true.
So maybe, in the middle, like, during your surgery, during the surgery, that's when we give Tarklight the signal. They bring a force large enough to at least create a distraction on the compound so that at least some of the forces are drawn away from inside the compound. At the same time, I'll be taking Evie and Baton as prisoners down to the actual prison, but we'll divert once everyone's distracted, try and drag our stuff down.
With you.
Oh, yes.
Can you need a hacker?
Yeah. Quelbin.
Yeah.
You feeling like, feeling good on your hacking today?
Always good.
You're looking pretty sharp. Can I feel the new threads?
Don't touch the velvet.
And I'll go with Doc then?
Well, it doesn't make so much sense to leave Muzzo and Doc alone. They're the ones going to be closest to the murder. They're going to need the most backup.
I just don't know how we can get Evie in there.
We'll have Gutters be with us.
Evie's a hacker too, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think you might be good there.
Okay. About it. Well, then you stick with Doc and Muzzo. Give them any support they need.
Good.
We have a plan.
In fact, if you can find a way with Guttersby to get into, like, the main control center, maybe change some of the defenses up, that would definitely be very useful.
Yeah.
I remember the time that you killed so many people with those automated blaster defenses in the,
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so you guys seem to have a solid plan.
Yeah,
Baton's good. On board.
Baton's good with Guttersby. That's all smoothed over. Everything's good.
This is not going to go well.
we gotta be as, like, do it. We expect the worst. We'll expect the worst and try our best. That's as good as any that we've come up with.
It's definitely...
Just be prepared for a shitstorm.
All hyper roads.
I told you people are saying that.
Your storyline is becoming connected to theirs a little bit. Mm-hmm. The timeline can work out that you're returning. So your uncle tells you everything that he knows about that spice mine, but he doesn't know a lot about it. Like, he knows a little bit. He says he can send some people down there to, like, scope it out, but that's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you know that it was actually Chao who ordered the execution of your family. And your uncle chose... Your uncle basically, to save his own family, chose yours.
Yeah.
So,
does Volcanus
to know that we were against Chao? I know we sort of, like...
Yeah. Well, we asked her to kill Coderic.
Yeah, right.
It's like, if you could, kill Coderic, we're
so I don't trust my uncle not to tip off Chao. I also can't go in there with my uncle as my captive and take out the whole spice mine, right? To rescue my father. So
you're gonna take him captive?
I'm taking him captive.
You're taking him back with you?
Yeah.
You know we'll all come back with you and rescue your father from that spice mine.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to just, like, mention to our group while we're planning. Slaves, free them all. We need to put a gesture of good faith out there to Vox as well.
Yeah. This is a good...
Very good. Excellent.
So anyway, we haven't even talked, but we're talking.
You're forced talking.
I'm forced talking to you guys,
So while you guys are planning, and you're getting everything, and you've made up your mind, you're ready to go, you're with Baton, you're actually entering the atmosphere of City 17. You returned.
Yeah.
Who are you calling?
Well, I have Doc and your number.
You have all their numbers.
Yeah.
Well, I usually talk years ago.
I know, but I always talk to, like, you two because you seem to give me.
She and I used to have each other's phone numbers. Yeah, she's deleted mine.
Yeah.
I know. I never talk to you. Okay. I usually talk to Doc because he's, like, straightforward and somewhat straightforward. Yeah.
All right. So you also see on your phone as everyone's gearing up.
How is Doc the straightforward one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you get
just the most charismatic. People want to talk to the dog.
Everyone believes he's straightforward.
So you get a buzz on your phone.
Right.
And you see it's the call display it's Okadessa.
Alright, that's super stoked about that. Okadessa's on the phone, everyone. We'll see how this goes.
Hi.
Long time no see, Okadessa.
Many things have happened.
Yes, they have.
I'm sure. I'm coming back. I'm entering atmosphere.
Good? Maybe good? Where is your alignment? Who are you in allegiance to these days?
I have a prisoner.
You have a prisoner?
I have a prisoner.
Is it Coderic?
No, he's dead.
All right! Coderic's dead, everyone!
Baton comes in and is like, did you get his body?
Everybody, they're like cheering in the background. Everyone's like...
We play Mux Demo.
Yeah, Mux Demo.
I killed him.
Excellent. Oh, well done.
We killed the mayor.
Oh, no.
Well, not us. But we were there.
Are you internationally hunted now?
Sort of, yes. A bit.
Yeah, you check the news feed. They're definitely being hunted by the City 17 authorities right now.
Anyway, Okadessa, we are after Code Derek's boss.
Chalu.
We want him dead, and we're doing it soon.
So do I.
This is great news!
My prisoner, we need to... He can help us. He can give us information.
For what?
She's on speakerphone now?
Yeah.
I need your help, and I can pay you through funds that I've received to free my father, and it's from a slave mine, a mine close to... It doesn't matter where.
We will deal with this after we kill Chalu.
Oh, but we must kill Chalu first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a safe house where I can keep my prisoner?
We do indeed, good storage for prisoners as well.
Oh, perfect.
Is that right, Baton? More the merrier.
Things are looking up. Things are going good.
So we'll send the coordinates.
Okay. You've been to Baton's before.
Yeah.
This is where you fought Echo.
Yeah.
That was like weeks ago.
Yeah.
You've been gone for about 3 weeks at this point, and you do arrive back at Baton's location. You actually have one of Chalu's ships, right? Because that's what you came here on with Poderic.
Yeah.
So you just flew that thing back, and you get to atmosphere. We'll just say you put it in a docking bay and you get a space taxi.
You've seen nothing.
Yeah, you take a space taxi back to
Baton's place. It's just Bob, our favorite taxi driver.
Yeah, it's
he knows we're up to
Bob is like, I don't know, I don't want to ask.
So yeah, you get in the elevator and that's been prepared, I guess. And down you go, and you are reunited with the rest of the crew.
Oh,
after
reunited.
Finally.
I didn't think it would happen.
No.
So I have, on my way to leave Ryloth, I grabbed from a beggar, I grabbed the cloak.
Nice.
I'm feeling I want to be inconspicuous leaving. So I'm wearing a cloak when I come in.
So you're the only cloaked person. You're like super conspicuous.
I'm walking around super conspicuous.
I have a cloak.
Well, now.
God damn it.
So we're always in competition. Like, you're the pilot. So I come in with a cloak thinking I'm all like...
There can't be two cloaks in the crew. It's like fedoras. No cloaks, take it off.
I don't like her cloak.
God damn it!
Your smells like a fake trying to be cool. Her smells really cool. There's someone pretending to be exciting with the cloak, and someone that really is exciting with the cloak.
It still has the new cloak folds in it.
While all of this is going on, Talia's just smoking a cigarette and staring down Echo.
So, yeah, you guys immediately start arguing.
And Evie and I are talking about actual shit, like, what are we going to be doing?
How's Chalu going to feel about Code Derek being dead? That's going to be a problem.
Chalu is going to feel a new opening in his armor, considering Code Derek was his number one weapon.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys notice she's, like, Okadessa is different.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, she's, like, she's a different person.
Right. She's giving off a lot more, like, power.
Yeah. You just sense and her cloak is fucking cool. Like,
fucking stealing my thunder.
How's your piloting lately?
Strangely, I didn't even think about it as I eased my...
Alright, that's enough. Let's get going.
How many people know Koderek is dead?
Just myself and you.
Well, let's keep it that way.
And your prisoner.
I'm a prisoner.
Who we're putting on ice.
Are you putting him in a back to tank and knocking him off?
Yeah. Yes.
Alright. So drops another one, and then Buckle's just like, he's like. Gets gas and he's floating off the Echo now. Nice.
You got a trophy case.
How much time?
Because
like you guys said, like 24 hours. Did you guys have like an exact amount of time before we needed to do the meeting? Because I was going to talk to Baton about seeing if there's any.
Letters be known, and then go on your.
Yeah, because I was going to see if there was any upgrades Baton could hastily do.
In general, Baton like just getting us proper gear.
So you guys have access to whatever weapons you want, essentially. He's got a whole arsenal that he's built up, so
this is like, it's going too well. I have a...
I asked him if he can fit the two lightsabers together.
Oh, nice.
To be double-sided.
He'll take a look at it.
That's neat.
Greedy.
So he says, yes, I could probably do that. It looks like there's a mechanism already there for it. It's a bit damaged, but I can fix it.
Thank you, Baton.
That's what he's going to spend his time doing, though. All right, so he fixes your lightsaber. It's now connected, and you can just, like, disassemble it. It's, like, it is a mechanism that ties them together, and there's crystals on either side.
Cool.
Sweet. Okay.
Whoa.
Cool.
Who's making the call?
To
Guttersby.
Doc.
Well, I was the one talking to him, so I'll call
him. Okay, so you give him a call, and he's like, all right, Mr. Gubb, plan's figured out?
Yeah, we got this.
All right, when should we plan to make the meet? I can set everything up with Charlie. So right
now, do you need time?
Right now, we'll say it's like almost midnight.
Did you need time, Talia?
We should probably have a code word, just in case you encounter another version of me.
Yeah.
I think the obvious one is all hyperspace lanes lead to Coruscant.
Yeah.
But what if we really need that? What if the situation comes up where that is appropriate?
What if someone else says that very
often? Yeah, it's trendy. You could use Star Cycle. That's not catching on the same
way. What is it? It's a question-response thing. What does Doc call a week? Star Cycle.
Star Cycle is good.
How many days in a Star Cycle?
Star Cycle, I thought it was... Is it 1 week or half week?
Yeah, 1 week, I think.
1 week.
When should I tell Chalo about the meet and the operation? I've already told him in advance.
Yeah, so essentially whenever like the modifications would be done for her lightsaber, because I'm doing an upgrade, I'd do the same.
Well, wouldn't it be suspicious if we said we're coming over to perform surgery at 3 in the morning?
Not really.
Okay, then let's go at 3:30.
I'll set everything in place, Chalo will be ready, and...
Wait. He knows he's the one doing it, right?
That Doc is doing it?
No, that Guttersby is the one killing him.
Guttersby knows it's him doing it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It's so interesting that Chalu's just like, yeah, you know what, these guys haven't seen in a while, tell them to come over, they fake their death, surgery, sounds good.
He trusts me because he thinks I'm
he's down
programmed, and he trusts Guttersby.
This is just not going to go well for
anyone. It's a huge fucking trap.
Yeah.
And we're bringing everything that we have with us. All right, well, let's do it.
Yeah, and I get on the... I assume, like, I called Cobb, right, given him the details.
All right, so you give him the whole plan?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys gather up all your gear. Cobb Tarklight says that Korzog will assist on an exterior basis, that they'll be helping with getting you extracted safely once you guys get to the computer, but he's like, we're not going in.
Yeah. Before we end the call, I'm like, be safe.
Okay. So, you guys all pilot, all of you, and you arrive at...
Oh, yeah, what's the signal we're going to give him? Do we just want to give him, like, the general time, essentially? Or do
he
we
says
want...
they'll be watching.
They'll be watching? Okay.
Yeah, so you guys arrive at Chalu the Hutt's estate. This has been a long time in the coming. And you're finally going to make a move against him. You get to the gates. Who's driving? Okadessa? Okay. And looks in until he sees all of you in there. Sees Quelbin in there. That's who he's looking for. All right. Yeah. Guttersby said that you'd be arriving. You guys can all make a perception check.
I succeed with 5 advantages.
Nothing.
I succeed with 1 disadvantage.
I succeed with a single disadvantage.
1 success, 2 disadvantages.
Okay. That guy at the thing, when he kind of like checked in the car, there's a camera behind him that dropped down and just did a quick scan, and it definitely recorded every single person in the car.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it went back up again. And he lets you in, and you guys take the car straight up to the front entrance, and Guttersby standing there, hands behind his back, and he nods as you approach. He sees Okadessa pop out of the car. What the fuck? I can't cover for her. What the hell are you doing here? Where's Koderek?
He's indisposed.
What does that mean? Is he dead? Just fucking tell me.
He's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
Okay, well now I have to come up with a contingency plan here for you. I didn't have you into the equation. He's gonna have questions for you now. Thanks for telling me this, guys. That's great.
Sorry.
We were excited.
He's like, the gate guard's gonna have her on file. Charlie's gonna know you're here.
Even in that cloak?
Have a very nice cloak.
Yeah, I saw her immediately in the car.
Yeah, whose cloak is better now?
Well, hers is definitely better.
No, God, no! It stinks!
I can say that Koderek is dealing with something on our home planet, and he sent me as his. I've been in training, and he sent me as his. This is my mission, to be his bodyguard.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah. An envoy, you know, sending in his place.
Okay. So he says, "Well, we'll see if he believes it or not." Anyway,
just tell most of the truth. That you found a temple.
Guttersby just says, "Okay, fine. We'll have to improvise a little bit from here, but we'll figure it out." So you start to walk into the estate, and he says, "Doc, Muzzo, Quelvin, you're coming with me. What are you doing now?"
"We're gonna be delivering these prisoners."
"With Evie, okay. Evie's the prisoner, and
so is Baton."
"Yeah." He says, "All right, do you want to speak to Chalu about this, or should I just report it in to him?"
"Report it in."
"Yeah."
"Because the less that we need to talk to him, the better, so we're not getting caught in lies."
All right, so he goes and he has a little, his phone, he pulls out a little slip. He's like, "These will get you through any of the checkpoints. Should get you through the guards. You may have to answer a few questions, but I'm going to update the system that you're here, delivering prisoners for Chalu. All right, three of you, let's go. And actually, who are you going with? Are you going to go with Talia, or are you going to go with the rest of the crew to the surgery? Are you going to try to find Charlotte?"
"Just come with us."
"Where's, yeah. Where's Talia going? Going?
Talia's to... going to deliver prisoners."
"Maybe you should go with Talia."
"Why?"
"It's just a good idea."
"That doesn't make sense. I'm going to go with the crew. I'm going to follow."
"Okay, so you're going with Quell and Doc and mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Okay.
So Guttersby leads you through the estate, and there's like lots of people here. You do notice a beefed up security contingent, and as you're walking, Guttersby's like, "Okay, so just so you know, increased security, this is completely about the Vox. He's worried that they might make an attack. They're making attacks on various people, so he's beefed up the security a little bit. Nothing for you guys to be concerned about." Continues to lead you on into that audience chamber where you have met Chalu before. It's now about, it is 3:30 in the morning, and Chalu has a few attendants there, his slaves that he has obviously kept, and a couple other people just milling about, people that are doing late night business dealings with him. You all walk in, and Guttersby just tells you to still wait at the door. He goes up, talks to Chalu, comes back. "All right, get your game faces on." And he walks with you. So Chalu scans all of you who are there.
"So you're not so dead after all. The dead have risen."
"Yes."
"So Guttersby has done his best to explain why you lied to me. But I'd like to hear it in your words before we proceed."
"Yes, we were sorry about the ruse, but we felt it was necessary to get in close with the mayor and some others that we needed to get rid of."
"What does the mayor have to do with any of this?"
"Her anti-slavery stance is a real dilemma for us."
"It's not an anti-slavery stance. She attacks slavery."
"Doc,
I'm purely on medical mode right now, not speak mode. Tap out.
So,
what does Guttersby have to say? Guttersby's
just
thing?
Got his head down. He's got his eyes closed.
Oh, yeah. We had some dealings with this robot droid named Baton.
Yes, I see, according to the system, that you brought him in, which I appreciate. He's been a bit of a thorn in my side in my operations. So it's good to finally have him out of the way. You've done me a favor, but you still haven't answered my question.
We were left for dead. I was shut down for 3 days, I believe. Three star cycles.
I lost my legs.
Baton really took us out. We thought we were as good as dead.
And I just step out. My crew is easily confused.
You're another matter.
They were attacked by Moto. An echo. Left for dead. It's but a mercy that they actually survived. And I believe they're confused and rattled at the moment.
I believe you're confused as to approaching me without Koderic.
Koderic is on a mission.
I have not heard from him.
We have found a temple in the desert of my home planet. You know the power that Koderic wields. This is something that has brought him immense, unlimited source of power he needs to discover. He has taught me this type of power can be siphoned, and I have learned much. I am in his place as a servant and yours at this moment to protect you while he discovers everything he can.
Where do you keep your lightsaber?
In my back pocket.
Your back pocket.
I have like a little holster.
Under thing. The robe?
Yeah. I have like a thing around my waist. It's like a holster.
I find it disconcerting that he would not send this message himself.
He is so immersed in this. It's a spiritual journey that...
Make a deception check. You are alone.
Yeah. We planned this and nobody went to the plan.
Hey, I'm still the following the plan.
What was the plan again? Get me using a force dice. I'm going to use influence power. I'm going to try to say trust in me.
So you reach out and you hand wave a little bit, and he looks at you, and just this big smile cracks across his face, impossibly wide.
Koderic tried that on me when he was a boy. Don't think. I don't know what you're doing. You're all lying to me. All of you.
I still do with deception.
You can try.
Whatever.
Yeah, that despair.
Okay.
That despair.
Chalo goes quiet.
I want honest answers. I'll deal with you in a moment, Ogedessa. Why did you fake your death?
We were as good as dead. I was out for 3 days, and Mother lost his legs. Baton had killed us for all intents and purposes, although we were not quite all dead. And we got the better of him. We brought him with us. He's a prisoner of ours now. And of yours now.
So you used your death to get to him, is what you're saying.
Yes.
The surgery that you're going to be performing, can you explain to me exactly how this cybernetic, the one that I have now, the procedure that will make it better? What techniques are you using that I'm not aware of? What could you possibly know that a regular surgeon would not?
It's very simple. I've done some excellent work for some high-up people for various organizations.
Give me an example. Why that would impress me?
I hasten to say, and as you know, I am programmed to be honest at all times, I have done work for the Empire in the past, including one high up known as Darth Vader. I do a projection on the thing. Notice here of the cybernetics on his right arm and his legs, and also, if you'll notice, his eyes. This is what we should keep attention to, you know.
just keep talking about different stuff.
Eyes are human.
Yeah, but it's like, right. But the helmet itself is connected to his. Well, we are working on the same system with your new cybernetic eye. It will be a placement above your flesh. But, you know, continue right. On and on and on.
Make a medicine check.
Medicine check. Alright. Alright, come on. Sounds smart. Oh yeah, we're looking good. 3 successes and 3 disadvantages.
So he nods, he looks at Guttersby.
Alright, you're right, you know what he's talking about. Don't believe the dark data bullshit, though.
Take your word for it.
That does seem implausible. I barely believe it myself.
You guys have never heard this before.
That's true.
Openly admitted that he worked on Darth Vader.
Well, I gave him a pat on the back.
But what do I know about Darth Vader?
He's pretty infamous.
Like tyrannical overlord of the.
Like he's
so he's okay. We already know who's.
Yeah, like people know who he is.
Would he be like a Hitler figure? And
kind of. Yeah.
He's real. Guttersby, prepare the med bay. I'll be there within the hour. Meanwhile, I want you to take her and imprison her. I don't believe a word that she's saying, and I think she might have actually brought harm to my son.
I will tell you the truth now. Poderic?
We just met up with her.
Poderic can't be here, because he was so involved in his
Well,
it's the truth. He can't be here because he's so involved in his studies.
Arrest her.
So a bunch of his guards come up and try to manacle you. Do you resist?
No.
Okay. So they arrest you and start to bring you down where you are.
I knew she should have gone out.
Oh, it worked out in the way.
You can't really. They search you for weapons, of course, before they arrest you. So Chalu's already starting to move towards the exit and where Guttersby is leading you guys. Chalu says,
"Just the doc is coming in. You guys wait out here."
And as you get to the door, one of the guards pulls the lightsaber out of your belt as they arrest you. "My lord, I found this," and holds up the connected saber. And Chalu looks back at you.
"Those look fairly familiar."
"I told you."
"Silence. Take her down into the basement and execute her. Meanwhile, the rest of us, let's take care of business."
"Sounds good."
"Love your work."
Yeah. All right, so you guys, you're hauled off. You go into the preparation room for the surgery, get everything lined up, and Chalu, it's just you right now and Chalu and Guttersby in the room. You guys are waiting in the audience chamber, and you're seeing Okadessa get dragged off by these guards. Mm-hmm. Talia, you make your way down into the basement. This is all happening at the same time.
Yep.
There's a couple of people that, armed guards, they are armored, and they look like they're fairly trained, and they watch you as you go, and basically you can see they get little updates as you get close. This person's got clearance. You get down this one hallway, and there's a large door, and there's a guy standing there. "All right, Talia, looks like you are cleared," and he looks at you kind of for like a little bit longer. He shakes his head, presses the button, the door slides open, and he says, "2 and 3 are open for your prisoners. Drop them off there, register them here, be on your way."
Alright, I walk them in and just kind of scan the room to see what's around and what can...
So it's a hallway with... This is kind of like the prison you guys were put in. It's pretty much like that.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, that's all it is. It's just...
Well, I'm just talking about like when we go into the actual places where all the cells are.
Okay, yeah. It's all it is where...
Okay.
There's 10 cells.
Okay. I'm looking for like, so I want to do a perception check to check for like cameras or anybody else in the space. Canceled out, so I don't see anything.
So you take a quick look around. You don't see any cameras that are obvious.
Does the door close behind me? All right. It's at this point I unmanacle I unmanacle Evie.
Yeah.
All right, Baton. Where exactly do we need to go?
Just back out this door, halfway down the hall, to the right. There'll be an elevator that'll take us down to the basement.
All right. I'm going to just kind of, like, continue to go through the motions as if I'm, like, putting them in the prisons.
Okay.
And I'm basically, I'm waiting for what I think is going to, like, any sort of indication that the attack has started. Because I want people to be, like...
chaotic.
Yeah, basically.
All
right. So back upstairs.
All right, so you...
Well, I'm just going to, like, would I be able to, like, send Tarklight a message to be like, now?
Yeah.
Because I think everything's basically, like, I assume by the time I get down there, they're already in the prep.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. And, like, getting the surgery ready.
Yeah.
And that's kind of past the point of no return kind of thing. So I'm like, now.
Okay, so you send the message. You're not sure what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But you send it.
Yep.
Is there a throne in the audience chamber?
Yeah, that's, like, where he sits.
We're taking selfies on the...
No.
No? Just you are.
Yeah.
Alright, so you get in there. Guttersby, he leads you in, and Chalu's obviously, like, he's getting himself ready, and you're preparing the different drugs you need to put him under. Guttersby just stands in the corner, he's talking to Chalu a little bit. He's like, this is going to be great. You're going to finally have a real eye. You're going to be able to see out of that side again. You know, people aren't going to be able to, like, take advantage of you, blah, 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 blah. And then as you walk over with your tray and all the drugs that are ready, Guttersby standing on across from you. Child is sitting there. He looks over at you.
Do you actually believe that I believe a fucking word that you said?
Fuck.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to operate on Guttersby. Because I know that he sold me out. And you're going to make it last as long as you possibly can.
My programming lets me not put any harm to actual patients. I'm not a torture droid. Except for that one time.
Let me put it this way. You and your friends, there's no way for you to escape out of the situation. I know that you were here to kill me. I knew that the moment you popped back up on the radar. And I knew that... if Guttersby reported in, and there was anything suspicious about that report, that he was also going to be coming up against me.
At this point, Guttersby's looking nervous as shit. And he looks straight across at Guttersby, he's like...
I knew when I hired you that this is what you were going to do. You crunched my numbers, you made me a ton of money. But at the end of the day, you're still an embezzling snake.
And he presses something. He has a little phone that he presses a button. And the door opens up. And you guys see this as you're, like, standing outside. There are people kind of forming up outside the door where they went in before earlier. Is there anything that you two want to do while this is happening?
Wait, in the room that we're in?
Yeah.
So, could you explain it a bit more?
Basically, the people that we're all milling about start to form up outside the door. Like, they're moving towards the door as you're taking selfies in the chair. And you're standing around waiting, watching.
Still running.
Like...
like, as if they're blocking the door? Is that what you mean?
They're standing around it as though they're about to go in, and they're drawing weapons now.
I'm asking one of them, what's going on?
One of them turns to you. Oh, yeah, you've been found out.
What do you mean, found out?
And the door slides open, and you can see them start pouring in. They're ignoring you, though.
Are they ignoring...
yeah.
Also?
Yeah.
We have grenades.
They're going into the room.
How many are there?
8.
I'm just going to stand there.
Okay.
I call Muzzle over.
Okay, so you call him over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
I just say, be patient.
Doc will work his way out of this one. Alright, so the men pour into the room.
As you can see, I've been planning for this. There's really... nothing that you can do to get out of this.
And then all of a sudden he gets a beep beep beep.
Fuck.
And all of a sudden you're... from somewhere outside, you can make a perception onto his phone. He's getting a live feed from the exterior.
I've got nothing in perception, but I roll anyway. Oh, two successes, two disadvantages.
Okay, so you take a bit of strain because this is a sticky situation. So two
sticky
strain.
Situation, yeah.
You're like worried about what's going to happen. You're freaking out a little bit, but you look at his phone and you can see it's a camera panning the front gardens where you guys drove up. And there's like a full assault going on right now. Heavily armored soldiers with blast rifles are charging. And behind them is an AT-ST walker.
Oh, I stole one.
And it's cutting guys down. There's a full assault going on in front.
Awesome.
And he puts his phone down.
I guess there's one thing that could get you out of this situation.
He just points at Guttersby, and those eight guys tear him to shreds. Cut him down right in front of you.
So now you have a choice. You can die in this room, or you can help me fight off this invasion. That goes for the two people that are out in the throne room as well.
We don't know who's assaulting the place, though.
Well, we know from him.
We know it's probably one of our alliance, like someone in our that we've brought to.
Zach and I don't know. We have no idea what's going on, really. But I am assuming that it's. Tarklight.
But he said he was going to fly in. He said he was going to send soldiers on the ground.
But that doesn't matter. That's what my character's assumption would be.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the case.
So what's your answer, droid? Looks like the surgery's going to have to be postponed.
While that's happening, is there like other doors we can go out? Or is it
so there's like you come in through there's like central doors that go out into a long hallway that leads to the grand foyer that everyone comes into. When they receive, so that's the main entrance you can leave out of. And right now, as this is happening, a few of those people that were in the room start running out towards those front bay, like those giant doors, and a whole bunch of other people are running out. Like everyone is going to look so they're moving into defensive positions to fight off this attack.
And that's it. So that and the door where they are is the only room.
Yeah,
and there's still eight guys in the
throne. No, there's only about three of them left right now.
Plus.
There's only three left in that room?
Yeah.
And the hut, though.
The rest, and the hut, yeah.
Well, what? What to do? So
you guys can think about it. So at this point, Talia, you can hear the rumbles up in the main level. You're about two down right now.
Okay.
So you hear that happening, and the door opens up, and the guy looks in. He's like, "We're under attack. We can use any help you can offer. Let's go."
At that point, I toss Evie her weapon.
Okay.
And then I pull out my blasters and fire.
Okay, I won't even make you roll for it. Just cut the guy down. And Baton's like, "Oh, yeah."
Yeah. I give him a high five.
Grabs that guy's heavy blaster. And there's guys that are like on the end of the hall, those guys that you passed by earlier. They see that happen, and basically Baton's like, "I got this covered." He steps out and starts firing, dodging in and out of cover, giving you cover to get down into the sub basement.
Like, Ava, let's go.
Alright, so you guys run in, you get to the elevator, and you go straight down. But Baton says it's there. Then when your door is open, you'll find
the fray. I just find like a quick moment to give him like the hand grab. He's like, "I'll see you on the other side, brother."
As they say, all paths lead to the corpse hand.
We'll work on that.
All right, so you can go in and you drop straight down. The card that you have gets you clearance. The doors open up, and there's a massive computer room.
Okay.
And beyond that, there is a door, metallic door, sliding door.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of stations here. Evie's like, "Okay, I got this."
All right.
And she goes in and she sits down and she is going to go to work. So she hacked in and she's like, "Okay," she got four disadvantages. She's like, "This is going to take me a lot longer than I planned, but I'm getting the information. I found it. I'm in the system. I'm going to need an extra 5 minutes.
In that time, then, I'm going to take... I assume that because there were some grenades, I grabbed a couple.
Okay.
I'm going to rig up something at the door, like by the door, that I can trigger.
At the elevator door?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the entrance.
Okay.
Should I just roll a mechanics check for that?
Yeah, sure.
Three successes and an advantage.
Okay. So you rig up the elevator with your grenades. It's makeshift, but it'll do.
Yeah.
She gets the information. She's like, okay, it's all uploaded. We have all the data. I've wiped their computers. Yeah, the program he's been putting into place, he's been working on it for a while. I think the answer is behind that door.
All right. I guess now's the time.
She's like, all right, I'm here. So she has her gun ready in the event. And walk up. There's a little panel to the side of the door. She just hooks up her computer to it. Hacks it. The door slides open. And yeah, he has been working on it. You see that there are 10 versions that look exactly like you, hanging like, basically like dolls from a rack.
Ew.
And they're all hanging there with their heads down. But they look identical to you.
I feel like this is like a disappointing role. I kind of push past it. Like I'm a little affected at first because it's a little jarring, but I'm able to just like focus on the fact that there's so much shit we need to get done that I make it through.
So immediately Evie goes to the computer bank in this place.
Yeah.
She's like, I need to check something quick.
Please.
So she goes in, she looks at you. Well, I think I've answered the question that you were worried about. They're uploaded.
They're active? Does it look like there's anything that would make them predetermined to be against us?
I think he's just recopied the software that was already created for you. I don't think he was able to create anything else.
Alright, let's just activate one.
Okay.
And see what...
So
wake her up.
Types in a little bit, and then 5 seconds later, one of their heads goes up. And she looks around, and her eyes go wide, and she's seeing other versions of herself immediately. And she starts screaming.
I come over and I take her hand, the hand that I was originally missing.
Okay.
I look her in the eyes and I'm like, it's gonna be okay. I'm just as concerned as you are. I only just found out that everything that I knew could be put into question. But we can get through this, and I'm gonna need your help. And I'm gonna need all of our sisters' help as well. Are you with me?
She just slowly nods, like she just instinctually trusts you.
Let her down and wake them up.
Okay, so she drops the and they all stand on their feet and they all wake up.
I go up to each one of them and kind of do the same thing.
Okay.
Each time. Listen, I know this is hard. It's hard for me as well. But because you're like me, you are me, I know you can push through it. I know that you're strong. And this is your chance to show it. This is your chance to prove you're alive, just like I'm alive.
So they all listen and they just nod as one.
There's a hut here. He created you wrongly. And he was going to use you for nefarious purposes. I want to give you a good purpose. Something that we can build off of and show people that we're not something to be afraid of, and we're definitely not something to ever be replicated.
And they nod, and the one that you woke up first just says, then lead.
Alright, let's do this. And when we don't have any other extra weapons, it's like, Evie, were there anything schematic-wise where we can find an armory we need to get?
She's like, I don't know, ask Baton. He might know.
Baton?
Yeah.
Alright. Stick close. I give the one who was closest to me my second blaster pistol, so I'll mark that off. All right. So I only have my heavy blaster at the moment. It's like, you stick close to me. Everyone, I know you can at least use your fists, but let's try and get you armed.
Okay, so they all fall in line, and do you lead them back up?
Yeah, I'm going to deactivate the grenades and grab them.
Okay. All right, so you deactivate them, you take the elevator back up.
I'd actually give... like a couple of the ones who don't have any weapons, a grenade, just so that they have something.
Sure. Okay. So you guys head back up. Baton is waiting at the end of that hallway, and you can see he's got about 5 weapons strapped in his back, and there's a hallway just littered with dead guards. And he looks up and he's like, "Oh, I was not prepared for that. Even though, you know, I knew it was coming. There's a lot of you."
I know.
Here's some guns, and he just starts handing them out to people.
I take my blaster pistol back. I was like, "You'll be better off with that."
All right, so you start leading this army of you down the hallways back up to the main area. As you do, you come out pouring out of the staircase out into the main grand hall, and you can see there's already big chunks of this of the front has been blasted out. And you can see that Okadessa is still being taken by two guards, and they're carrying her towards where you were. They're going to take her downstairs.
Yeah.
And that's where you meet up with Okadessa. You three, what do you do, Doc? You seem like you had something you wanted to do.
So there's only three guys in that room?
Yeah. Three guys and Chalu.
I just whisper to Muzzo, "This is our chance."
What?
Just get out your gun and start shooting those people.
I like this. I'm like, all right, I'm on your side, Chalu. For Chalu, let's go, guys. Like, and so the other three guys, I'm like, let's go outside. Come on out. So it's like, follow, like, trying to push them out the door.
Okay, make it
leadership, maybe?
Yeah, leadership, yeah.
Can we use grenades?
He's there.
Oh, fuck. I don't have anything in leadership.
I can also make a charm check.
Just charm. Just charm. Throw one if you would.
Charm is good.
Oh, I will.
Then throw it. You can throw it right now.
Is there coming out the door?
It's up to you. It's your character. You have no idea what he's doing, really.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna lob a grenade through that door.
All right. So Doc goes up, "Come on, guys, let's go. And you're about to, like, they're like, yeah. Tink, tink. So make your attack roll with your grenade.
What would that be? Range heavy?
Range or light.
Range light?
Yeah.
Four advantages. So it just shrapnels.
So what happens is you're like, come on, you're like, yeah, come on. And you go to throw it, and it hits the door, and instead of bouncing back at you, which it should have done, but you got four advantages, it just bounces to the left, and ting, 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 it explodes, like, further down into the room, not in that room, but just in the throne room, it explodes, and they kind of look at you like... Yeah, that grenade was definitely intended for us. move in action.
God damn it.
you were the one who was like, start firing, let's go. Try your weapon. Well,
yeah, but that...
Well, then.
Is there any cover in the room?
Yeah, you can get cover behind that throne.
I'm going to get cover behind the throne and shoot.
Okay. So you slam your back against it, pop out... And they are starting to come out now with their weapons.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead, take your shot.
Two successes and one advantage.
The first guy comes out and he's like, "Ah, you tripped!" Like, headshot dead center, and he slides along the ground, killed instantly. The other two guys are still standing there. So I guess this would be initiative. So Chalu all of a sudden is like,
"What's happening? They've infiltrated the throne room."
And I go, "We'll fight them off. Don't worry."
You actually see Chalu start to move towards the back end of this room, and there's a little panel and a door, and he starts punching in a code, and he's gonna try to escape.
Jeez, I'll turn around and try and shoot the pad. Three successes.
Just quickly spin around, and the panel just explodes, and Chalu's hand is right there, and his head slowly... Okay.
You're not going anywhere, Tubby.
Oh, this knight has had so many lines.
I'm calling him on, but also trying to get out that door, too. Like, I'm out of here.
Those two guys, when you do that, you shoot the panel... Chalu, they return fire. Are you going to go undercover as well? Are you
definitely.
Out of that throne? Okay. So those guys are going to get their action. They just pour out of that room at that point, and they open fire. They're going to try to get themselves to cover after they fire on you.
There's just two of them, right?
Yeah. Quelbin, you've got your back against it, but they managed to cut off the angle, and they hit you right in the shoulder. It's just showing a little bit. It shoots straight through. You take 6 damage. You can reduce it by soak. And the other guy fires on you.
Mm-hmm.
9 damage to you. You basically, your neck is exposed, like your head's popped up, and he hits you It just burns right through the back of your ear and actually blasts part of your ear off.
No, grow back.
yeah, but you take 9 and you take your soak to
that. Yep. Okay.
So that's what they basically come out and they fire, and they're trying to run towards that front door, and they're just firing as they go at you, trying to keep you suppressed as they run out.
Okay, I'm going to fire. Okay, and I'm also going to auto-fire, so I can hopefully hit the other guy.
Okay, you don't have to add an extra difficulty, right? Because of that weapon that you modified?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just 1 difficulty. Yeah.
Also, 1 success and 3 advantages.
Tug and your blaster's firing, and they both get hit in the back as they're running, and they slide along the ground, and they're out.
Good.
Yay!
Chalu turns to you. He just grabs the closest thing, which is basically a stand that was like next to where he was going to be going under surgery that held up your table. And he just grabs it, he picks it up, and he's just going to smash you over the head with it.
I was hoping he was going to beat you with Gutter's Bait.
He takes this iron rod that holds up the table, and he shatters it. He just absolutely smashes it. It explodes over your head. He got 8 successes.
Oh, God.
So you take 15 damage.
Oh, my
wounds.
God.
15 wounds.
15 wounds. 15. All right.
Jesus.
That's rough as fuck. But a stoke I get. But yes. Even then, it takes me down to like 1.
Oh, no. You basically hear a quang and just pieces of metal shower into the room from where you, like into the throne room. Yeah, you're assuming Doc has been smashed to pieces.
Dude, can I do a retaliation move?
Yeah,
I just drop fucking grenades.
You drop them right in the room?
No, but you die.
I'm a robot. I mean, I'll get a rebuild. I'm 1 point away from death anyway.
Can we rebuild him? Is that an option?
If he dies, he dies.
Can we just take his hard drive or his logic board or whatever? And...
No.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't want to just commit suicide and
why just run?
You could. I guess get out of there. Sure.
Yeah.
Lead him into the throne room, and then we'll lead him out into the main hall.
Yeah.
He can't move that fast.
Right. He is a hut.
Yeah. He's not a fat one. Right. He's not like.
You can get through the doors and stuff. Like it's a palace.
Yeah.
You can move as fast as you can.
Anyway, let's just get away from him.
Yeah, that's I'm trying a hasty retreat.
So you book it out. You see Doc run out and pieces are hanging off of him, and he's actually got a piece of bar stuck like through his shoulder.
Looking good,
and,
Doc.
And Chalu comes out, and he's just like furious. And he sees you two hiding behind the throne. That's that.
Let's book it. I run.
Okay, so what's your actions? That's his actions. He runs out.
I'm behind Doc.
All right, so you start booking it. And Chalu's giving chase.
Yeah.
He's following you.
Yeah.
You, meanwhile, you see those two guards, and you're running out with 10 Talias, And they stop. And like they've never seen this before. You know, they work here. They haven't seen this. And
I shoot first.
You all shoot first. Yeah. Alright, I'm not going to make you roll for that. 10 Talias all shoot at once, cutting those guys down. No, they cut down the guards, releasing you, and one guard is the one that had the lightsaber. He confiscated it from you.
Oh, so I get that back?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I didn't have to do any of my moves.
You can see the full-on battle going on in the background. What do you guys do?
I'm like...
So you all start charging back towards the throne room. You guys... come out of the throne room, so you see them booking it with like little terrified looks, and you look through the doors as you all come around the corner and pass each other, and Chalu is now, he's got a weapon on him, he's got a vibro sword in his hand that he must have grabbed off one of his dead guards, and he's coming straight, he's slugging along the ground towards you and charging, and all of you arrive at the same time, forming a wall of allies.
I'm like, Baton, I feel like this is your cue.
Baton did inform you that he had brought his prized possession. And he pulls out this gun. It's like this giant cannon, and he aims it as Chalu starts coming up. And he fires it, and it just makes it sticks into his stomach, and Chalu kind of staggers back a bit, and it ignites into fire. It engulfs him in flame.
Yeah.
and he just starts burning. And Chalu's like rolling around on the ground on fire, screaming. And Baton slowly walks up, looks down. All the roads go all the way to Coruscant. And executes Chalu.
What?
And oh, wow. Kills him.
Amazing.
That was a lot of, he worried a lot of star cycles.
There's a firefight going on between the forces outside, and you don't know who's out there, but there is a whole bunch of armored soldiers, not stormtroopers, and the walker is not Imperial. It's clearly been stolen and repurposed.
I send Tarklay a message. It says, ready for extraction.
Well, we're already there, so just make your way out.
Okay. We're the ones that has a lot of me.
We're the ones that has the walker.
Awesome!
The battle continues on, and you guys run out with your 10 Dahlias in tow. You guys see this, that there's 10 versions of her, 11 in total. Sure enough, Cobb Tarklay comes in with a bunch of cargo speeders, and they all drop in as they get cover fire. You load everybody up. As you get in, you see Quarzug is actually in one of these cargo speeders, and he opens up the door to let you guys in, and he looks out over the chaos, and you can just see a grin crack on his face.
It's been a long time in the coming, Chalu.
And he starts helping everybody on board, and you guys fly away, having killed Chalu and pretty much decimating his entire operation in City 17. All right, well, I'm there.